Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Wyrostek. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Grady Hatton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Lamarno. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Virgil Stahlkup. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Benny Zinterra. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howie Fox. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Howie Fox. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Jeffcoat. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Andy Pafko. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Peanuts Lowry. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Clarence Mattern. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Skeffing. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch McCall. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dutch McCall. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Skeffing fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Verbin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Adams trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Wyrostek moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a pop-up towards short. Stahlkup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta takes first base on ball four. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zinterra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup hits a fly ball into center field. Jeffcoat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing hits a fly ball into center field. Wyrostek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Claude Corbett pinch runs for Bobby Adams. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards short. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Claude Corbett now playing third base. Dutch McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zane Terra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verben is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verben is 0 for 1 in the game. Verben hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verben for the out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlkup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a fly ball into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamarno hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlkup is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahlkup hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. One out. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Klusowski fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Zinterra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-1 in the game. Mattern hits a pop-up towards short. Stahl Cup settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-1 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Corbett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Corbett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wyrostek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton takes first base on ball 4. Wyrostek moves to second. Ted Klusowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klusowski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Klusowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wyrostek scores. Hatton moves to third. Klusowski moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Johnny Vandermeer pinch runs for Ted Klusowski. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamarno is walked intentionally. Jess Dobernik now pitching. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahlcup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer now playing first base. Jess Dobernik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobernik hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stahlcup scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 0-for-2 in the game. Verbin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Verbin reaches second base with a double. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sauer scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Benny Zinterra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinterra is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Zinterra hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Corbett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pafko juggles the ball. That's an error on Pafko. Fox scores. Baumholtz moves to second. It's Reds, 2, Cubs, 2. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wyrostek hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pafko moves to third. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0 for 2 in the game. Mattern strikes out. One out. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0 for 2 in the game. Skeffing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and has Pafko trapped. Gumbert throws to third, and Corbett tags Pafko for the out. Lowry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Nicholson pinch hits for Roy Smalley. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lowry scores. Skeffing moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jess Dobernik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobernik is 0 for 1 in the game. Dobernik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Corbett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gene Mock now playing shortstop. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a pop-up towards third. Pafko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lamarno hits a pop-up towards first. Cavaretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Stahlcup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahlcup is 0 for 3 in the game. Stahlcup hits a fly ball into center field. Jeff Coat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verbin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zin Terra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-3 in the game. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wyrostek. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Pafko is walked intentionally. Peanuts Lowry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lowry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cavaretta scores. Pafko moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Clarence Mattern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mattern is 0-for-3 in the game. Mattern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zin Terra misplays the ball. That's an error on Zin Terra. Pafko scores. Lowry moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Bob Skeffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeffing is 0-for-3 in the game. Skeffing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Benny Zin Terra. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Danny Littwiller pinch hits for Harry Gumbert. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mock misplays the ball. That's an error on Mock. Gallen moves to second. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Mock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claude Corbett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Corbett hits a fly ball into left field. Lowry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wyrostek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyrostek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wyrostek hits a fly ball into right field. Mattern settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Cincinnati Reds, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.